It's 7:44 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia has the highest rates of opioid overdose deaths in the country, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But at least as many people in the state die from alcohol each year, to say nothing of tobacco. As part of an ongoing project at West Virginia Public Broadcasting focused on confronting the addiction crisis, we're occasionally sharing individual recovery stories here on West Virginia Morning. Glynis Board spoke with Bill Hogan, a man whose wife, by the way, is a member of our Friends Board. This is Hogan's story of recovery.
Wheeling native Bill Hogan has been in recovery for almost 50 years. His drug of choice wasn't an opioid. It was alcohol. But he says the drug doesn't really matter. Substance use disorder can be lethal, no matter which poison you pick and no matter what background you have. Hogan grew up well off, with a loving family and a tight-knit community.
Yeah, we had a basketball court out in the back, and we had a three-quarter pool table in the basement. We had a ping-pong table in the basement. Kids were in and out of all ages all the time. It was bicycles piled up all over the place. Then later on, when my sisters went to high school, there were cars, you know, around. It was an active, joyous place. It was really fun.
Wheeling was a different town back then, but some things never change. Hogan, as a young man, was introduced to drugs, as many people are, in social circles.
I remember I hated beer, but everybody, when you were a senior in high school, you started drinking beer. It was a thing to do. Smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. And you had to learn to do both. They were both horrible tasting. First cigarette was awful. I can just remember. We tried everything. And so we were drinking beer, and I did that to be part of the gang. And then after a while, it did something for me.
Hogan has uncles on both sides of his family who struggled with alcohol, but he didn't expect to inherit similar problems. From his perspective, it was a long, slow slide into addiction.
It was just like there was something missing in me. I remember a guy giving a lead in AA one time. He said, "I felt as though there was a big hole in the middle of me and the wind was blowing through it." And I said, "That's it. That's just the way I felt. I just didn't feel like I fit." When I got enough beer that time, I remember one time it happened, it was like something clicked, and all of a sudden I belonged. And I felt neat. I felt together. I was okay.
Hogan ended up joining the Air Force. He drank on weekends. Then he came home. He became an investment broker. He started a family. He was a well-liked, gregarious socialite. He seemed to have it all. But booze-infused merriment began encroaching into his life, and life started to darken. Hogan recalls waking up one morning, finding his face glued to his pillow with blood.
I had no idea where I'd been or what had happened to me. That is terrifying. That is really terrifying. First of all, did I hurt somebody else? I mean, if somebody did this to me, what did I do to them? And where's the car? And, you know, all these, like nightmares. I mean, it was all this, I can't express to you, or I can't describe how terrifying that is when you wake up and you know something bad happened, but you have no idea what it was. It's a nightmare.
His dependence grew. Eventually, he shook too much to even hold a pen. He got fired. He became suicidal. Only then did Hogan look for help. He had at least three things going for him. He had good friends who knew the inside of recovery. He could afford to enter a recovery facility, and a recovery facility existed. That's where Hogan found Alcoholics Anonymous.
It was like I walked out of, like, didn't walk out of, like I walked into a, through a portal into a whole new universe. I didn't know it at the time, but I saw things differently. I saw the same things, but with a different attitude. Big point. I mean, it's simple, but, and that grew. That keeps, and even today, it grows.
Over the years, his addictive personality found substitutes to be immersed in, like drawing and the natural world. these healthy addictions, along with community he found in recovery and tiny miracles here and there, made sobriety possible. These days, Hogan is on a mission to try to take the stigma out of addiction. His message is simple.
Everybody needs a hero. I mean, you talk to any kid, they've got a ball hero, or they've got somebody, if you're going to be a scientist, if somebody out there you're trying to emulate, or you're trying to be like, I want to be able to do what this person did.
Hogan says we need more heroes to come forward, and that they're out there. It's estimated that 23.5 million Americans are in recovery. Hogan hopes more of these folks will step out of the shadows of anonymity to inspire others to join the ranks. And he wants the others to know, with 1 in every 10 Americans in recovery, they'll be in good company. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glynis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.